is the Don and Mike Show.
Your girl Michelle Pfeiffer?
Oh yeah, baby.
Maybe she can win me over with that.
There you go.
With that skinny body.
Yep.
She loves the F word.
What's your favorite curse word?
That would have to be the F word.
Very well.
Yeah. Did you want me to say it?
It's not what I want. It's what you want.
It's so descriptive. Yeah. It can be used in so many ways. Mm-hmm. It can be used lovingly.
Oh, yeah.
It can be used in the most hate. It's just very versatile.
Right.
And, you know, it just sometimes no other word will do.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm getting excited just listening to that.
It's the 9/11 of fun, the Don and Mike Show.
Such a great word, yet we can't say it.
What a shame.
And she's right, a descriptive word used with love, used with anger.
Absolutely, it's the greatest word in the world.
It's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adverb, it's an adjective.
Saw a picture of her getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Did you see that picture of her?
I hope she was eating a sandwich while she got it, Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, she was leaning down. Kind of like, you know, with the hands forward.
Oh, really?
In a doggy style of position.
Provocative.
Now, I mean nice. Doggy style like dogs would, not, you know.
Not the way you like it.
Exactly.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Because you're all about the ass, Mike.
I am. And I'm proud of it.
Hi there. What's up? You're on the air.
Hey, I was calling from Sacramento.
Of course you were. Hi there.
Do you know Summer Sanders?
Oh, I wish I knew Summer Sanders. Then, you know,
she's one of the most famous Sacramentans.
Yeah. Did you hear her dad's house burned down a few months ago?
No, I did not.
Well,
sorry about that.
That's too bad.
Sanders house.
What? What? Hello? Hello? Are you still there?
I don't know if he's still on the line.
Like the house burned down.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that's a crazy studio. Did Rob know that Charles Getty hailed from Sacramento, one of the pioneers of the American movement for eugenics?
What is eugenics?
What is eugenics?
Is it huge genics, which sounds some way like huge
genitals?
No, I think it's the science or pseudoscience that you could create a better race of people by sterilizing the, like, you know, the weaker.
Controlling evolution.
What makes a Nazi?
Wow.
How does he get that way?
Notice where you're getting the majority of these phone calls.
Isn't it amazing that movement, and I had a lovely American movement this morning myself, what happened in Sacramento where everyone is so great.
Congratulations on that, on the BM.
Thank you. Don.
Great athletes.
Like
Ken O'Brien.
He is good.
The New York Jets quarterback?
Yes.
Is he originally from Sacramento?
Yeah, a lot of them aren't, Don. Let's see here.
No?
Quarterback with the New York Jets and the Philadelphia Eagles. He was part of the legendary quarterback class of 83, which including Dan Marino, of
course. Yeah, he's the one that sucked.
And I'm trying to go all the way down here to see where he is. No, once again, a transplant. Oh. Born on Long Island.
So
he attended Jesuit High School in Carmichael.
Yeah. All of these people that are in the Sacramento Hall of Fame from their magazine, none of them are actually from Sacramento, right?
Even Greg LeMond, a Reno, Nevada native, who later lived in Rancho Murrieta. And then they've got Bob Forsch.
Who's that?
Exactly. Scott Pruitt.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Who's that?
Scott McCarron.
Who's that?
Hey, got a big one. You'll know this guy.
Okay.
Mark Spitz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Is he really from Sacramento?
Mark Spitz was born in Lodi.
All right.
Still not a bullseye, though.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, what's your favorite, what's the daytime soap you guys watch?
We used to watch a lot of them.
What's the one that we used to watch?
All My Children?
We used to watch One Life to Live, though, after
We started with All My Children, watched One Life to Live.
Do you know that Mark Schlereth is on one of the soaps?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please. Please.
Oh, dear God.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. Don and Mike Show.
Apparently you must have missed when we had him on like a month ago talking about that.
Oh, I did miss that.
Yeah.
Talked
about it on several
I'm sorry,
shows.
I'm a dope.
Yes.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I do not know what the soap opera is that comes on at 12:30 on CBS. It's in high def.
Okay.
I'm not sure, Robbie. The only reason I bring it up is that I noticed Corbin Burnson's mother is still alive.
Ah. Wow. Are you kidding me?
And still hanging around on that show.
She's the one that's like,
yeah.
And in real life, didn't she battle all sorts of demons?
She looks like she's still battling them, baby.
Hello, honey.
Now, here's the thing, because I don't watch the show all the time, not an aficionado. I don't know if she was making, like, one of those token appearances when they bring back, like, all for
right,
instance.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to sound like a super faggot here. But, Mike, you know, like when they bring Linda Dano back on every once in a while with her big mouth. Thank God, Cancer Samantha, she's okay now.
Yes, Linda Dano, as we, you know, you said the way we used to pronounce it incorrectly. Linda Dano had those dentures that she used to like to wear all the time.
And then for a while, she was like a soap opera free agent,
right?
Where she was on like three ABC soap operas at once.
Do you remember that Linda Dano and our lovely Erica Slezak on a continuous plot thread on the soap opera, were both madly in love and dating men one-third of their age?
Well, we hit the theory of how these daytime shows succeed.
I think it's an accurate theory, I do.
Is that you program to the audience. The audience is housefrows who hate their lives and are looking at themselves in their sweats.
Right.
And they imagine a world where pigs,
mm-hmm.
where women who are pigs,
right.
are romanced
right.
by young men with six-pack abs,
uh-huh.
who aren't gay,
right.
who love them because they're older and wiser,
yes.
and all they want to do is just screw them and nail them.
That's right.
And what these guys like best is undressing for the pigs.
Yeah, they yeah. would always. You would always see like Erica Slezak, Vicky, Victoria Lord Poon. Who was in the show One Life to Live would be sitting there wearing a form of nightwear that looked like armor.
Padded.
Yes. Just awful.
We got to describe her. Erica Slezak as well.
She's very famous. People in the soap opera world will know
back
who we're talking about.
When she started on this show, you know, when they invented TV, she was a hog back then. Mm. Now.
I mean, she really, as a young woman, she had a little pig face.
She's got a big pig face now, and she has that snooty way of talking.
Yeah, because it's like part her character, but also the character has become hers.
Because she is what is soap opera.
Let me tell you, you are so wrong.
I am Vicky. Look at my plunging neckline. Now, which one of the young Hispanic men is going to take off his shirt and come and romance me? Without fail, every time.
And they would sit there, and the lines they would deliver after their shirts were taken off would mm-hmm. be like, "You are so beautiful." And I'm just sitting there going, "Come on!"
You know, and it would be like she would, all the Vicky character would do, the woman, mm-hmm. laying in bed covered up, would just like move one spaghetti strap.
that would be the scene that they were ready. And then, of course, they would be tasteful enough where they wouldn't burden us with like a real lengthy love scene.
Right.
But you did have making out.
And there was also lots of this. I was going to say, it always ended with 1,000 candles in the bathroom mm-hmm. and
right.
her in the tub and him coming in and
low-level lighting.
Yeah, and him coming in and dropping the towel.
Yeah.
You know, and her going, "Come on in."
Soft lighting that they would have, and then they would make out. And when they would make out, it's actually the opposite of the way the rule goes in Hollywood, you know, where you mm-hmm. have the older men with the younger women.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, it wasn't just her, but towards the end when you were watching One Life to Live, there was the young fat girl. She was maybe like 20 or 21.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
She had red hair.
And they had guys fighting over her.
Right,
she had to be 250.
Mm-hmm. And we really surmised that all of the male actors on that show specifically mm-hmm. had to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be gay because even if you're gay, you had to be gay, straight, no matter what.
Well, we bowled with one of them one time.
You had to be repulsed by the fact that you're a studly guy.
Right.
And they've got you next to Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Really, who is that? Who's the fat? I mean, that's a rhetorical question. Who's the fat girl on the soap opera?
But she was the fat girl love interest that Rob was mentioning.
Yeah, and she got a lot of space time.
And
too.
I don't remember the guy that was the first of the long line, because they got younger. He wasn't as young, but he was younger than Vicky, and we bowled with the guy in New York. Do you remember that? And specifically, not on the air, you asked him about it.
Oh, that's right, and he was less
than... You asked him. We'd had a couple of cocktails.
He was less than enthusiastic. He looked like... Who was that guy he looked like that friend of yours.
Jimmy Cover.
Right.
He was the guy who looked like Jimmy. I have no idea what the actor's name is. He did a few primetime things, but then he, I guess he's not doing it anymore. You asked him.
He's a tough-looking guy. I would say the guy he most resembles is that guy from Law & Order SUV, except he's got all of his hair. He's like one of those big,
I know who you mean.
Imposing tough guys.
And that was a long-running romance that they had on that show. And I believe I remember how you so delicately put it to him at the bowling alley when you said, I mean, seriously, man, what is it like putting your tongue in her mouth? And I, you know, being the hyena, it's just I'm falling over. And he didn't get mad. He didn't get upset. But what he said was, it's really not as bad as you would think. So. That was one of his.
That was the answer.
That was like
it's not as bad as you would think. To have to make out with like a 60-year-old broad on TV and pretend that she's hot.
You'll never see the, rarely will you see the really old guy with the young chick on soap operas because the their target audience rebels. They don't like that.
The house frows don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, they love seeing that man meat, don't they?
They do. They'd do the full porn if they could.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Katie's on Young and the Restless.
Oh, is that the one with Corbin Burnson's mom?
That's the one you were watching.
Yeah, I don't watch the show, but I used to watch it like once in a while. She's on Young and the Restless. I watch
Days
of Our Lives.
For me, the best soap opera on television is Passions on NBC. It's on and gone before we sign on the air, and it's got homosexuals, it's got dwarves, and it's got witches. There is no finer soap opera on television.
Is that the one that used to have the nanny and the professor lady on it?
Yes, it still does. Yes.
Don't they put, like, thinking balloons above characters in their head?
Yeah, a little kid like Tabitha from Bewitched.
Passions.
Who thought balloons.
Didn't they cancel all those shows, though, on at least that one on NBC?
No, it's still on every day. I never
we get it on our TV. I don't know if it's been canceled.
It's not just a Webo cast. Yeah.
Buzz has a TV.
And you know, when you mention Linda Dano, you have to also mention that she was a talk show host. Remember Attitudes?
Oh, God.
Didn't they used to rip on that on Saturday Night Live?
Right. Yo.
And it was a clang, 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 goes a trolley.
Oh, man. You know who would never watch that show? Teddy Bruschi. Do you know Teddy Bruschi?
You mean Teddy Bruschi?
Bruschi?
From the Patriots?
Teddy Bruschi.
Teddy Bruschi.
A linebacker with the New England Patriots.
It's Bruschi, Mike.
Let me see. Starred in multiple sports at Roseville High School.
Is he from Sacramento?
That says Roseville High School. I would assume that's in the area.
Bruschi. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say, usually all the fat pigs on the soap operas are like the daughters of the writers and the producers, so they would never be stars in real life.
Hold on a second. Erica Slezak has been a cow on that show ever since I was a kid, and my mom watched that show.
I would imagine they probably started in New York, and maybe they still do shoot in New York. I'm not sure whether. Yeah, of course they do, because they came by in Bold.
That's why we saw
there.
The people from One Life to Live.
Probably right off of Broadway, character actors in Broadway, right to soap operas.
I think CBS does most of their shooting in a television city, but all the ABC soaps are based in New York.
Hi there. Oops, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you two forgot to subscribe to Soap Opera Digest, and listening to this makes me want to punch a baby.
Hey,
come on. Are you implying that there's something wrong with enjoying soap operas?
Now there's silence.
Think it makes me horny for your butt?
Wow.
My butt.
Your butt.
You know.
Because I'm so gay because I like soap operas. And that means I like to be like a dog, and sniff.
I bet you two are watching those Latin guys with as much pleasure as you do watching football.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, have you ever seen a Latin guy on a soap opera take his shirt off slowly while kissing a woman that looked like an elderly pig?
You know my motto, seriously, sir, I would rather be bisexual than bipolar. Thank you.
Amen.
Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
That's really gross.
It's gross. What it is beautiful.
What's the look at the opposite effect? Mm-hmm. I mean, would you rather be bipolar or bisexual?
I'd rather be bipolar.
Yeah. So you're really?
I definitely would.
Do you know what? What if you were a gay bipolar guy?
A gay bipolar guy.
What if you were already gay and then you were bipolar? Would you rather? If you were gay, would you rather be bipolar or bisexual?
Now that means you know what he's saying to you.
You're making my brain bleed.
No, you see, you're gay to start with. If you're bisexual, that means you get to have chicks. So, of course, you'd rather be bisexual.
You're the two smartest men on the planet.
Thank you.
So, would you rather be bisexual?
Yeah, I'm gonna go kiss a man now. Thanks.
That means that's you like better. Men's butts.
Very good.
Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
We've helped another one.
Another life saved.
And as I always tell all of my friends, you don't have to always touch them. You can just look at them.
Not in my show. Don't just look at it.
I found a Don. I found a Sacramento native, Tommy Kono.
Who the frig is that, Mike?
Well, Don, he's considered by many to be the greatest weightlifter in history. Uh-huh. He won gold medals at the 1952 Helsinki. Yeah!
There he is lifting.
All right. Okay. No problem.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you anyway?
I'm all right. I feel like that last screamer guy.
Why?
Why, honey?
Oh, actually, no reason. I only called to say, do you remember Linda Dano used to be, she'd go on shopping networks and sell.
She was one of the original, you know, pitch women, pitch whores on the shopping network, pitch the home man. Shopping network.
Yeah. She's, I guess, I don't know, have weird clothes or jewelry or something. I don't know.
But I always heard a rumor about her that she was very, very well shaved, if you know what I mean. I mean, really, yeah, she had that jet black hair.
Hello?
Hello. I'm sorry. It's just what I heard.
Yeah. Just passing it along.
I really heard there. That. I thought that actually was shaved.
That is gross.
A Chinese character down there.
That is gross.
Robert Spiewak, Hasselhoff is your father.
Alfonso Schofield Jr. I'm your father.
Father.
You know, it was another good soap opera we watched for a while was Peligrosa.
Oh, yeah, the Spanish,
soap opera, but none of us spoke Spanish.
Didn't matter.
Unlike the American soap operas, the Spanish soap operas on Telemundo,
yes.
Boy, well, of course it's hot Latin guys like we like of with course. The six-pack abs.
Sure. But no, it's not. It's really not as many. It's more like average-looking guys, but a lot of fat old men, too.
Wasn't it really like a lot of like Ron Jeremy types?
Yes. Yeah.
With really hot senoritas?
That showed amazing amounts of cleavage.
Bare shoulders and cleavage.
See. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bueno.
Hey, don't forget about, you talk about Sacramentans. New England Patriots linebacker Teddy Bruschi is from Sacramento.
Great. Thanks so much. There you go. I'm done.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike show.
File it again.
Why didn't you have that, Mike?
Yeah! And I didn't even get to my favorite one, the one that I really think was legit.
Who was that?
Dusty frickin' Baker.
Dusty Baker.
Oh, right. I know him because he was at an appearance with Dennis Murphy.
That's right.
And about Telemundo, the chick that's banging the mayor of Los Angeles,
yes.
The anchor.
I know, yes.
This is an incredible story of how the air talent, again, is being used by management. Because here's the story that you're going to hear. This chick, this homewrecker, was banging the mayor of Los Angeles. She then had the nerve to report about the story without saying she was the other woman. And because of that, they've taken her off the air.
Right.
What they don't tell you is that she went to the news director at the station when she started seeing him. They knew that she was dating him all along.
Wow.
They knew that she was dating him, and they
still
said,
somewhat responsible, but still that's kind of immediately letting yourself off the hook there as far as the journalistic integrity aspect.
Right. So she goes to her boss and says, hey, I'm screwing the mayor. And they said, well, you know, all right, you know, just be quiet, you know, be a good girl about it.
Or do you think it was even worse than that they might have said, you know, hey, well, we'll be able to get some insight
cultivate
on this
type of thing. That contact.
Right? I don't know. I just find it incredibly interesting when you said Telemundo. I thought about that, and I thought, she's banging him, and now NBC is hanging her out to dry. They own Telemundo. NBC's hanging her out saying, oh, we can't tolerate this.
And the news director knew about it.
Yeah, all along.
Well, there it is.
And she is hot as Mexican balls. She really is.
Is she still seeing the mayor, or is that over?
Yeah.
So they're going to take up with each other.
Yes, sir. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.